So after the SPL chairman did in the end vote, it was a resounding no to the Nuco, as Rangers are denied entry to the country's top division. Charles Green had hoped to do a deal that would encourage a vote in his favour, but ultimately his words fell on deaf ears as 10 SPL clubs voted no with one abstention. And as Green stood on the steps of Hampden, he described his disappointment at today's events.
We made a presentation to the SPL clubs this morning, detailing our proposals. This included what we believe to be penalties and sanctions that would have dealt fairly with the difficulty caused by the events at the club prior to our acquisition on June the 14th. Sadly, this was rejected by the other clubs, and we regret that our club and our supporters were given false hope in this initiative. We will now proceed as we had planned from late June to apply for membership of the SFL.
So now the ultimate fate of Rangers lies in the hands of the clubs from the Scottish Football League. Amidst allegations of bullying and corruption within our game, the 30 clubs will vote next Thursday to either put Rangers in Division 1 or have them apply for entry to Division 3, a scenario that we are told by the governing bodies would see £16 million disappear from the game. So what next for Rangers? Have your say. By all accounts, the majority of Rangers fans themselves are supportive of their club starting from Division 3. Is that the case, or do you believe relegation of one division is punishment enough? What about Charles Green? Is he the man to lead your club out of this crisis and into a successful future? Have your say. And 0845 500 1025 is the number to call to have your say. You can call them Rangers, you can call them Club 12, you can call them Sevco, you can call them Nuco. You can argue over the name, but one thing is certain, they won't be playing SPL football next season. Joining me, Jerry McCulloch, in the studio in this Super Scoreboard special to give us their views and take your calls, Hugh Keevans, Gordon DL, and the former Rangers star who's leading a campaign against the current ownership. I am, of course, talking about John Bomber Brown. John, thanks for coming on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We'll speak more about your campaign in a moment, your consortium. First though, your reaction to today's vote that now sees your beloved Rangers applying for entry to the SFL and the prospect of third division football.
Well, I've got information today about the meeting yesterday, and whatever happens, it will be definitely the first division. And
this is the SFL meeting yesterday you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah, I've got the minutes of the meeting, and I believe that they'll make decisions, and although there's a vote supposed to be on the 12th of July, it's already been sanctioned that Rangers will be in the first division. So that would mean that any sanctions that they're going to throw at Rangers, Rangers are in a powerful position because they won't put them down, because they reckon there'll be 12 clubs to maybe 20 clubs going out of business.
Are you suggesting that you know the vote will go in favour of the first division, or regardless of the vote, are you saying the deal has already been done?
The quote from Neil Doncaster, Reagan and Longmuir to the members yesterday said, Rangers must go to the first division or SPL 2 or else it's meltdown.
This is the £16 million they're talking about disappearing from the game. Hugh, this morning it looked like there may be a deferment in today's SPL vote going by what Neil Doncaster had to say. Why do you think the club chairman in the end decided to show their hands?
I think they did it because it was the right thing to do. There is no decision that is palatable to Rangers supporters or to supporters of other clubs. Whatever they did, they were damned if they did it and damned if they didn't do it. But I think at least they had the courage of their convictions and said, okay, hands up, here's the decision, and now we'll deal with the next phase of this protracted story.
What John seems to be saying is that regardless of the SFL vote, which we now know will happen next Thursday, he believes that at yesterday's meeting it was understood that it will be Division 1 regardless of that.
I think if Rangers went into the third division, and I know many Rangers supporters favour this because it would damage other clubs, but we have to draw a distinguishing line between revenge and what is right for the game. If Rangers go into the first division, our game will be damaged not as badly as it would be if they went into the third. If we go into the third, our game financially will be damaged irreparably, because by the time Rangers get back up into the SPL, what will be left there for them?
Gordon, you of course turned out for Rangers, but you're probably better known for your time at Raith Rovers as a player and a manager. Your old club's chairman, Turnbull Hutton, has accused the SFA and the SPL of bullying, lying. He says the game is corrupt. All very serious allegations. Do you believe that the SFL clubs have been bullied into being the ones now left to make this ultimate decision?
Well, I find it very strange, first and foremost, Gerry. If I was a chairman of a, you know, a first division club, I'd be welcoming the fact that Rangers come into the league for what they bring. And TV money and obviously sponsorship and two home gates. And financially, a lot of clubs in the First Division, like the Premier League, are struggling financially. Now, all the money's come out the Premier League. There's a chance for the First Division clubs to make some money. Why not bring Rangers in then? Why not make the money? I don't know where Turnbull Hutton is coming from with the fact of bullying. Surely it's a benefit for a club, especially like Raith Rovers, who are losing money every single year and struggling to survive.
John, you're here. I obviously do want to talk about your own consortium and what your plans are. We know that you've asked to meet Malcolm Murray, the now Rangers chairman, with Donald Finlay. I do want to take one call on what we're talking about, because Mark from Giffnock seems to be voicing what a lot of Rangers fans actually feel, and that is that they themselves should be in the third division. Mark, are you there?
Good evening, panel.
Yes, Mark, what's your point?
Great to have you all back. First point is I'm fully behind John Brown. Don't need to know his finances. What I do know is he's a Rangers supporter, Rangers legend, and I totally believe him. Are you there, John?
Yes.
Good man. Second point is I think I've gone on Prozac this summer with the happy pill with what's going on at Ibrox. But absolute joke. My main points are, number one, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. There's no way on earth we should be in Division 1. It's shocking for the Rangers support and for everybody. It's corruption at the highest level. We need to, if you want the game to be cleansed of this nonsense by people that have caused this, David Murray and Craig White, along with mismanagement from Rangers, yes, and the SFA don't have a clue what they're doing, dealing with this, we need to be in Division 3. Start
Mark,
again.
Mark, explain. Yeah, Mark, explain to fans who are maybe a bit confused as to why you think your club should go down to Division 3.
I'll tell you something, Gerry, we're not confused. Over 90% of fans, never mind 80%, Division 3 is the only answer. We've been asset stripped, the players have gone, we need to start again afresh. I don't want the stigma of being put into Division 1 and then, oh well, you didn't go down. No, no, these First Division clubs that have fought to be there deserve the right to be there. Get Rangers in Division 3, that's my first point. My second point, and this is even more important than the league we're in, about Mr Green. He was asked by John Brown on Thursday to show the title deeds. All he needed to do, get the newspapers in, get a couple of journalists he likes, and show the deeds. He didn't. Craig White still owns that club. The supporters know it. And he's got to come out now because nobody is backing him. He's not got a hope in hell at Ibrox because nobody is supporting him, because we know Craig White still can control.
Let John Brown answer that one. But if I could take the first point, though, that Mark makes about the third division. Again, I have to say, you need to draw a line between vengeance and what the game needs. I know that a lot of Rangers supporters want to punish those they feel have punished them by going down to the third division. However, in the first division, there is a chance that we can carry out some kind of salvage operation here. But Rangers being away for 3 years, I think, would be economically crippling for the game, would ultimately result in other clubs going out of business. And how does that profit us as a whole? So I know it's hypocrisy. I know that you can't speak of sporting integrity on one hand and cherry-pick a division for Rangers to play in on the other hand. However, for the immediate future of a game that is already toiling badly, it has to be the first division for Rangers. Otherwise, the consequences are dire.
John, where do you stand on the second point that Mark raised? You did stand
could
at
I
the
mention,
steps of Ibrox.
And could I mention the first point
with
Charles Green, that these investors are supposedly put 10 million in. I'd like to see what is the return for their 10 million. Charles Green stated by mid-July that he would have 30 million in investment. Where is it? Going on to the next point, there's selfish reasons by the SPL clubs. Celtic won the league. They got 2.95 million. If Rangers are in the third division and Celtic win the league, Celtic will get 287,000. That's the selfish bit from the SPL to keep Rangers in the first division. For the contracts, the TV deals, they'll still stand and it's maybe one season before Rangers are up again. So,
so are you with Mark and the majority of Rangers fans who say they want Rangers in the third division?
I think what's went on in the past is an ex-player. I'm disgusted with certain individuals, what they've done. And if we have to take our medicine, we go down and we take a few years to rebuild and get our respect back and get the respect to Scotland back.
But what if it is meltdown and you're rebuilding within a game that's finished?
Well, Rangers will always survive. Always. We've got a massive support base. Without Rangers and Celtic in the Scottish game, there's 100 million will go out of the economy.
So you don't buy into this financial meltdown if Rangers go into Division 3?
Rangers will build again and they'll come back stronger. There might be a lot of teams that might realise by going into administration that they might do it themselves, and you might find the third division with Aberdeen, with Kilmarnock, with Motherwell in it. You might find the third division could be stronger than the Premier League.
John, I take your points on board, but what you're saying about going down to third division, I know there's a lot of angry Rangers supporters there. And what you're saying is, yes, Rangers will come back bigger and stronger. I do agree with that. But what are they coming back to, what Hugh's touching on? We won't have a game. Let's be honest about it. We will not have a game, Gerry. Simple and straightforward. If Rangers are in the third division and it takes 3 years to come back up, they'll come back stronger, whatever they may be, with the great support behind them. But who are they going to play against? Where's their game going? We will get into meltdown, guaranteed.
This is the point I would make then. Then if you're running Rangers, if Charles Green's running Rangers, then you don't accept sanctions from the authorities. Because if they're going to put you down to the third and it is meltdown, then the first division, they're wanting sanctions. Then you look at those sanctions that they're going to give you, and you've got to weigh it up. Is that for the benefit of Rangers?
Well, presumably, if they're saying that they go down to the first division because, let's say, you know, media partners would accept that for a season, then they're going to have to come up with a structure that would see Rangers in the top division the season after that. So the sanctions couldn't be too heavy if they were in the first division, you would think.
Let's see what the SPL come up with the sanctions.
Hugh, what do you reckon to that? I mean, they're talking about restructure. They're talking about, you know, it's first division or SPL 2.
Yeah. Well, you can't have that for the start of next season. You can't have an SPL 2 by early August. So we are dealing with the reality of the new season and Rangers in the first division. As I said, it's hypocrisy. It's a mockery of sporting integrity. But it's that or commercial suicide for Scottish football.
I want your view. 0845 500 1025 is the number to call.
You could be next on Glasgow and the West's league leader. 0845 500 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, you're listening to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. It's 21 minutes past 6. It's a Super Scoreboard special this evening with John Brown, Gordon DL and Hugh Keevans. John, I do want to get to the phones. I've got William from Bathgate wanting to speak to you. I've got Billy from Lindsay wanting to speak to you. Where are you before we go to the phones in terms of your stance? We heard you at Ibrox last week talking about encouraging fans not to buy season tickets to starve Charles Green out. Where do you stand? Do you still back that up?
Yes, I do. I think we're just looking for honesty here. I think Charles has had every opportunity to come across and basically show we've got the top legal brain working for us, and he's telling me we'd like to see that on behalf of the fans. So we're just waiting. I would just like to get back to two bids with the previous consortium that I was involved in, that they were lodged, their lawyer, on Thursday the 21st of June. We lodged a bid at £8.7 million. The lawyer phoned back to reject it. And that's Malcolm Murray coming out about wanting to talk and investors coming in. They never got in touch. The following day, we withdrew the bid, but we checked at Company's House that morning that the directors' names were changing every day. So that morning, every director of Sevco that morning got a recorded delivery letter with a bid for £8.7 million. Now, and Charles Green had me in his office and I asked him, what is your outlay up to now? And he wrote in a bit of paper, this is an hour after they signed for that bid, and he said to me, our outlay is £8.7 million.
Ultimately, John, what are your suspicions of Charles Green in a nutshell? What do you think he's going to do?
He's not honest enough. You know, if he's honest enough, he would come out. Why would you? If I own a house and it's £100, and I'm going to sell it, and a guy came to give me £100, you would check the title deeds. And if there was borrowing on that, of, say, 120, you would need to pay the extra. That's all we're asking.
Do you want to play the devil's advocate for a second? On the question of transparency, who's in your gang?
The Rangers fans.
Yeah, but who put up £8.7 million?
That was a previous bid by Steve McKenna and Alan Stewart, which I got a lot of stick from. But basically, those bids came in to out whoever is the owner of Glasgow Rangers.
But you can see Hugh's point. I mean, the criticism from Charles Green and previous owners has been transparency.
Yeah.
You were asked to tell us who was behind your consortium, your money.
I just told you.
So it's Stuart McKenna, it's Steve
McKenna. Steve McKenna and Alan Stewart. That's who.
And that remains
the
case.
Initial two. This bid now is the Rangers fans.
In terms of the share issue.
It's basically we want to buy them out.
All right, let's get to the phones then. I've got William from Bathgate. Billy, hold on, and Jim from Cambus Lang is there as well. William from Bathgate. Good evening, William.
Good evening, lads. Hello, panel.
Hello, William.
Can I speak to John Brown, please?
Yeah, he's there.
John, I know you football, when you used to stand black when you used to play football with Andy Johnson years ago, when you stood there. Many moons ago that was, John.
Yeah.
John, I've been a Rangers season ticket holder for 53 years, and I'm backing you 100%, mate. Charles Green ain't getting a hate about me. See the supporters in Bargate? I go in the Bargate bus, John. The whole busload isn't buying season tickets as long as Charles Green's there. And I got a few of my mates up in Blackburn, John. There's a load of them, John. Ain't buying season tickets because of Charles Green. John, we're behind you, mate. We're going to starve them out.
Well,
to
thank you.
John, that's what we want, John.
Thank you.
Could I just
say to you, in that meeting that I was in with Charles Green, his last comment to me told me what he was going to do to my football club. And in the Monday morning after the bid was made, I decided then and there that I was packing my bags. Now, it's hard to get a job these days, but what he told me that he would do to my football club made me to just pack my bags and get out of Murray Park.
And what was that? What did he say?
I'm not going to repeat what he said. All I'm saying is I took action because I couldn't accept what he was saying.
But if ultimately what he said made you pack your bags, if you want the Rangers fans to all get behind you, why can't you tell us what he said?
All I can say is he told me if the SPL, SFL and SFA put us down to the third division, they think they can hurt Rangers. And then he made a comment to me what he would do to Rangers. I walked out there and then.
There's been some suggestion it was talking about turning Ibrox into dust. Would that be correct in
nonsense,
saying that?
Nonsense.
No, nothing to do with that.
I've not repeated that. That stays with me. We want to buy his consortium out because our consortium put money into the club to go and follow the team for generations and generations, their kids, their grandchildren. Our fans put their money into the club. They invest in their football club to go and watch their team forevermore. We don't want another Charles Green or Craig White or anybody else. We want to take control of our own destiny.
But you have the propaganda ace in the hole here. You know what he said. Why not use your propaganda ace in the hole and tell the Rangers supporters?
Because I would put his safety at risk.
Billy from Lindsay. Good evening, Billy.
Good evening, Jerry.
How you doing, Billy?
I've got a point. My first point is, I'm a long-standing season ticket holder at Ibrox, also a shareholder, which I'm now no longer a shareholder. But I'd like to ask my first question is, Mr. Green and his wisdom decided to go today and try and talk the opposition into accepting us back in with all these sanctions in place. Now, there is absolutely no way I would like to go back to Ibrox in the SPL with a team of young kids playing against opposition who 10 teams have kicked us when we're down today. Now, they would have great delight in taking us and trying to wipe the floor with us. He has no right. We're the guys that own Rangers. We're the punters. The punters own Rangers. He should have came and said to us, what do you think? We don't want to go into the SPL. We need to go down and regroup and get ourselves stronger again. That's my first point.
Or you go down with Mr. Green.
Yeah, go down. But he's actually trying to take us to a situation where we're playing with young kids of 17, 18 against Celtic, Aberdeen, teams that would take great delight and wiping the floor with
us. Billy, you talk about going down. Are you talking about going down a division, or are you talking about, like, a lot of Rangers supporters now saying, let's go to the third division?
I think we need to go and regroup. We need to regroup as a club.
But where? That's what I'm asking you, where?
The fairs, well, I think we should go as far as we could go. If the SFL take us in, put us in the third division, sport and integrity. Well, now, my next point, which comes on to that one, is this small nation of ours, right? Do you not think we should maybe turn this in its head and use this as a chance to maybe get the game back in its feet here? We're sitting, I'll take an example, and it's just off the top of my head. Falkirk's, East Stirling and Stennis Muir, within a couple of miles of each other. This club's, it's wrong. Well, we should maybe take this as a chance to try and reaffirm Scotland and bring it back as a footballing nation.
The number of clubs will be reduced by natural wastage, the way things are going, because there is going to be financial meltdown, and there is no doubt some people are going to go to the wall.
John, another thing that I find curious is that Ali McCoist, who's been such a figurehead for Rangers fans since this whole crisis began, there were some headlines last week which he said himself he didn't deny about thinking about leaving. He's now there working under Charles Green. I presume then he disagrees with you and your movement, if I can call it that. Have you spoken to McCoist about this?
No, because he's one of my best friends, and I don't want to repeat his position. This is John Brown doing his bit. But I would encourage Ali to go to every meeting with Charles Green, every meeting with the SPL, because I don't trust Charles Green going to bed with Peter Lowell and accepting any of the Celtic sanctions. Not just SPL sanctions. They're wanting to impose penalties that Celtic will dominate Scottish football for years ahead, with Rangers taking all these penalties, even going into the First Division, that you've got transfer embargoes. I would be suggesting change that. Change that. If Ali's want to do that, then change it, because they will not put Rangers down to the Third Division. The minutes of yesterday's meeting tells you that whatever they do and whatever vote they do, the SFA are going to veto it, and they're going to throw in sanctions.
Do you believe that McCoist is reluctantly then behind Green and working for Green? Because, you know, he said to me outside Murray Park, he doesn't do walking away. Is that ultimately he's there in reluctance?
Listen, Ali McCoist during 9 in a row was one of the most influential players, with grit and determination. He loves his club. People suggest that Charles Green was going to sack him. He's stuck in there because he's Rangers through and through. And what Charles Green said to me on that Friday, you sit in that seat, I'll sit in that one, and we'll see who's in the job the longest. Well, I turn that on its head. Wait to see. Ali McCoist will be in the job longer than Charles Green.
Back in the phone lines, 0845 500 1025. Jim from Cambus Lang. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, guys. Just before I go, John, good luck in your pursuit of getting my club back on its feet, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Sure, you said earlier on there, when we were talking about Rangers were demoted, going to whatever league, and you said it needs to be done for the good of Scottish football. I don't see why us as Rangers fans and anybody else should worry about Scottish football, because Scottish football has done nothing for Rangers Football Club, i.e. Mr. Regan. Sue, can you honestly answer me? Do you think that guy's fit for purpose?
Well, again, I come back to the defining line between vengeance and what is good for the game. I understand that you're hurting, and there is a need on the part of some Rangers supporters, in fact the majority of Rangers supporters, to see the club go into the third division to punish those who have punished them. But we're trying to salvage a game that is already in dire straits and will suffer horribly if Rangers go to third division.
Can I come back in there again?
Yeah,
I listened to a blog for your paper last week, Sue. But sure, you were on it with Keith Jackson and James Traynor. Uh-huh. And it was clearly stated that the SFA, the tax man, were told weeks into this guy White's takeover of Rangers Football Club that he was up to no good. Why was there nothing done about it by the head powers of the Scottish SFA? Or is it again, as John said earlier on, are we bowing to Celtic's powers again here?
Well,
doing nothing about it.
Again, we're going down a dangerous road here, and I'll say it to John Brown's face. I mean, where do you get your information about Peter Lowell? Because he doesn't speak to any of us, hasn't uttered a word since Rangers went into liquidation in February 14. So, you know, it's an inflammatory road to go down, to say that Celtic and Stuart Regan are somehow conspiring to do down Rangers here.
Well, silence tells you everything, sure.
Well, but you're not more concerned about
why has Peter Lawwell not come out earlier about not putting in the vote?
Well, I will take a guess, and my guess is that Peter Lawwell is unhappy to see Rangers go out of the SPL because they are, as history has always shown them to be, good for each other in business terms. But
financial here.
Yeah, of course.
Financial.
But I don't know, and I have not read or heard anything from Peter Lawwell about plans and for the future. And you're talking about what amounts to Stuart Regan and Peter Lawwell colluding in some way here.
I wouldn't say both of them. I think they're all complicit here. I think, looking at the figures we just said, that Celtic will get, with Rangers in the third division, £287,000. They've got 51 players, player staff. Look at the wages that they're on. Their season tickets are down by how many thousand? So that's it. It's financial.
Of course it is.
Well, Celtic have released a statement, and I will read out a bit of that. I also want to get a couple of callers into John. I know John's got to go to Ibrox. You've got a fans meeting. We've got you for about 10 minutes, so we'll take some more calls after this.
Your calls, your reactions. Your game. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. 0845 500 1025.
Yeah, just gone 25-7 on the 4th of July. It's a Clyde One Super Scoreboard special tonight with John Brown in the studio, joining him, Gordon DL and Hugh Keevans. We were talking about Celtic beforehand and their silence. Well, they've made a statement this evening. Guys, I'll read you part of it. Celtic Football Club, it says, today confirmed that it opposed readmission to the Scottish Premier League by Rangers Newco. Today's decision to refuse access into the SPL was an overwhelming one and demonstrates the depth of feeling amongst everyone involved in Scottish football. Fundamentally, it goes on to say the Celtic board has also been very mindful of the need to take what it believes to be the correct course of action in protecting the integrity of the game in Scotland. Throughout the whole sequence of events leading up to today's decision, the Celtic board has been of the singular view that the integrity of the game in Scotland is of paramount importance. Our only other consideration has been to protect the interests and right of the club and their supporters. Just part of the lengthy statement that was released by Celtic tonight. Hugh, have you had a quick glance at that? Was it what you would expect?
Well, Celtic must tell their own supporters that they said no. Otherwise, it's commercial suicide for them because the Celtic supporters are in militant mood over this.
Should they have said beforehand that they will say no?
Yes, I do believe so. But I repeat, at the back of his mind, Peter Lawwell, I guess, must regret that there's no Rangers along with Celtic in the SPL. It's financially better for Celtic that they are there.
As I said, I want to get back to the phones. John, you've got time for a couple more callers?
Well, as a Rangers fan, as Hugh touched on, the games that I'm more interested in a fan going to Ibrox, the only Premier League game I'm interested in is the Celtic game. The only other games that I'm interested in is the European. Ask Celtic fans, ask Rangers fans. The rest doesn't really matter.
You're not interested in the rest?
No.
Because do you think it's a foregone conclusion Rangers would win them, or because what?
It's just the way it is.
On the phones then, Davey from Hamilton. Davey, good evening.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Gordon, Hugh and John.
Hi, Davey.
I think I just start with going to Hugh first. Hugh,
yes.
We speak about integrity in the game here, right? You just made a comment there 10 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Rangers' punishment should be going to the First Division. A couple of guys go and say Third Division. Then you come back and say, no. It must be the First Division. A lot of teams will go to the game. So on the one hand, you're saying, there's a punishment, take it. But on the second hand, you're saying, you can't get in that far because it'll waste Scottish football.
Yeah, that's
what I said. Come back on that, Hugh.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it's hypocrisy. I fully admit it is hypocrisy to say or speak of sporting integrity on one hand and then cherry-pick a division for Rangers to play in on the other hand. However, in the state that we're in at the moment, hypocrisy is allowed because the alternative is to send Rangers away for 3 years, and by the end of those 3 years, Scottish football will be in a significantly worse state than it is now.
Well, Hugh, can you answer this then? Would it not have been better to keep Rangers in the Scottish Premier League and give them a sanction, maybe a financial penalty, etc.? Would that not be the common sense thing? Because as far as I'm concerned, Charles Green was in the news here and they put an application into the SPL a few weeks ago, and he asked last week to withdraw that, and he was encouraged by Neil Doncaster not to withdraw it, but to put it in. And to me, that was just a humiliation today.
The clubs,
he knew that was going to come, but he was encouraged still to put the application in.
The clubs in the SPL, Celtic included, predominantly Aberdeen, Dundee United, they're listening to their supporters, Hearts, who have said, if you do not vote for Rangers' expulsion from the SPL, we will not buy your season tickets. So all of the clubs have taken a risk judgment and they have decided to vote no to Rangers. And now it's up to their fans to make up the shortfall by turning out to watch their team in greater numbers than they have done up until now.
But it's not really a shortfall, Hugh. You know, when you see the amount of money that they're going to lose. I disagree with everybody. I thought that the SPL should have done everything in their power to keep Rangers in there, because not for Rangers' sake, for the rest of the SPL clubs, who I think by next year will be in trouble.
John, I know you've got to go to Ibrox to a fans' meeting tonight. Are you still welcome at Ibrox? It seems an obvious question to ask.
Well, I hear the police are there, so I might not be welcome into the meeting. But considering it's a fans' fighting fund, and I've gave personal checks towards it, I'd be disappointed if I wasn't allowed in.
What is your next move? You did, along with Donald Finlay, try and get a meeting with Malcolm Murray, where he was supposedly going to show you the deeds to Ibrox. What's your next move?
The next move is try to get into this meeting tonight, because there's representatives from each supporters group, so they might represent 20,000-30,000 fans, and I'd like to get them all together and get behind us in this campaign.
Are you confident that you can starve Charles Green out?
Absolutely.
Are you confident that you can get yourself and your consortium in? Because there doesn't seem to be anyone else. Even Walter Smith came in and then decided he was going to go no further.
We're not doing any walking away. We're the Rangers fans. Investors are... Some of these guys haven't even set foot in Scotland. We're here every week going to the games. We're here to stay.
Thanks very much for your time, John. I know you've got to go. We do appreciate that. That was John Brown. I can go back to the phone lines now and speak to Robert from East Kilbride. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening. Can you hear me, aye?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on with Gordon and with Hugh. Say again, Robert. You? Yes, you're on with Hugh and Gordon.
Hiya, Gordon. How are you doing, Hugh?
Hi, hey, Robert.
What you were saying there, John Brown was saying, Hugh was saying that the Scottish clubs will be in boiler next season. See, when Celtic's about 30 points in front in November, there will not be any fans going to see the other clubs. Because what's the point? Celtic have won the league by the end of September this year.
Well, I saw in one book he was saying that they were 50-1 on now to win the league next season.
The league will have won before the end of September.
Robert, they're only playing for second now, let's be honest about it. Because you're right, Celtic will win the league.
But what league's that?
The chairmen have made a decision today. And only time next year we can sit here, it's like predicting who was going to win the league last year. We'll all have a guess of it. We can only sit here and wait to next season to see if the decision that the clubs and the chairman of the SPL have made is the right one.
With 10 Claysdales and a racehorse.
Yeah, I think there's too much money getting out of our game. I think we should have found a way somewhere along the line to keep that money in the SPL and build. The only benefit I think that we'll see is I think a lot of clubs will go at the wall. I think already, if you look at Motherwell in trouble, Kilmarnock in trouble, Hearts couldn't pay their wages, Dunfermline had to close stands last year, and now we've lost a big chunk of that revenue.
Can I come in with something else?
But hold on, the only thing I see positive coming out of this is I think a lot of clubs will get rid of their big players that earn all the money, and I think we've got a chance now that the young kids maybe get a chance to progress.
Gordon, is John Brown right though at this time in this whole saga to try and block money going into Rangers and to Charles Green from the fans?
Jerry, I can't answer that. I just sat with John there for 40 minutes. He's a very passionate Rangers man. He's Rangers through and through. He believes that's the right way to go. He's wanting to talk for the Rangers supporters. Like I just said, time will only tell. If Charles Green comes out and proves John Brown wrong, then a lot of questions will be asked. But if John Brown is right in what he's saying, then there's a lot of Rangers fans out there prepared to follow him.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a lot of the Rangers support behind him by dint of who he is, Hugh.
Well, here we have a unique situation, Jerry. Here we have a club expelled from the SPL and we don't know which division they'll play in next season. Now, that club happens to be one of the two clubs who, by and large, are Scottish football. 28% of all people who attended SPL matches last season were Rangers supporters. The same number, if not higher, were Celtic supporters. That's how important they are. At the same time, though, there is a battle for control of Rangers going on. John Brown and many Rangers supporters do not want Charles Green. Charles Green, so far, has dug his heels in. So now we have two separate issues, and I don't know to what extent one is going to interfere with and affect the other.
You could be next on Glasgow and the West's league leader. 0845 500 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It's coming up to 10 to 7 on the 4th of July. Clyde One Super Scoreboard special with me, Jerry McCullough, Gordon DL and Hugh Keevans. Hopefully time to cram in a few of your calls before we finish. Charlie from Paisley. Good evening to you, Charlie.
Good evening, Paul. It's just a question to put towards you here. We're going about sporting integrity and everything else here. Now, when Rangers were in administration and they got points deductions, but sanctions to do with, they weren't allowed to employ players over the age of 19 and stuff like that. So they took it to court and they won their case. So since they want to apply the rules, do the rules not clearly state that any new club applying for membership to the Scottish Football Association need to have 3 years of accounts in line before they can even apply?
This is a dilemma, isn't it? Yeah. Hugh and Gordon, if they did apply the rules, that would be the case. But according to the governing bodies, there would also be meltdown.
Well, we don't have sporting integrity. It's a myth. What we have is sporting practicality. And we're trying to find Stuart Regan, Neil Doncaster, David Longmuir are trying to find a practical solution to a problem that could worsen Scottish football.
Are they doing a good job? I mean, they themselves in their own position is highlighted recently. I mean, a lot of people have been calling for their heads and saying that they're not fit for purpose. You've spoken about three people there, David Longmuir, Neil Doncaster and Stuart Regan. Is the issue them?
Well, first of all,
I don't mean the main issue, but yeah, are they handling this well?
First of all, the SPL, we were always told, was an autonomous body. So they should have taken ownership of the Rangers crisis, because that's what it was, and they should have sorted it out in a way that was clear-cut and an awful lot quicker than it has been sorted out.
Do you think Doncaster and Regan in particular will survive this?
In any war, there are casualties, and this war will bring a casualty, and I don't think it will be Stuart Regan.
I think it's a difficult one for him, Jerry, I really do. I do agree with what Hugh says. I think it should have been sorted out a lot quicker, but it's been a difficult, difficult job for them, because in one hand, they've got a club there that brings so much financially to our game. In the other hand, they've got to go with the other clubs and the rules that everybody keeps coming on here and telling us about. So it's a difficult job trying to keep. I think they're looking at the future of Scottish football. For me, this is gone by, Rangers. I'm more interested in what's going to happen to our game. And I think our game's in serious trouble. And if Rangers can go to the First Division, I think we can survive for a year if they get straight back up. But if they go to the Third Division here, and all the Rangers fans are looking for that now, they're looking for revenge, our game is finished.
Jerry from Burnside, is it Third Division for you?
Yes, it is, Jerry, unquestionably. I mean, I think having listened to tonight's debate, I mean, some of the stuff that John Brown has said about Rangers, I think he forgets, you know, £130 million of unpaid debts to creditors, lots of them football debts, ordinary business.
Well, he did say, to be fair to John, he did say what's happened has been disgusting.
Yes. Well, I mean, what I would say in terms of Hugh, I think what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 months, and certainly in the recent few weeks, is that the fans of the vast majority of football clubs in Scotland place a much higher value in sporting integrity than some of the chairmen of the SPL. And I would say, to some extent, having listened to Hugh and other journalists, I think they place far more value in sporting integrity than Hugh and Co does. And I think, weighing all of this up, I mean, I've said this on a number of occasions, we're in a tragic situation and there are no winners. But you know, it's my estimation that there are so many fans of so many different football clubs across Scotland that if Rangers are voted or are placed in the First Division, then the scale of the rebellion would be far more damaging for the game of Scottish football than placing Rangers in the Third Division, Jerry. I accept there are no easy choices, but I think sporting integrity is something that ordinary fans value, not just Celtic fans. And, you know, I think last point I would say is that I hope you and others have read the statements of Clyde fans, Motherwell fans, Aberdeen fans, because I think they're detailed, I think they're reasoned, and they make a lot of sense. And, you know, I think the SFL needs to pay particular heed to all of that.
Jerry,
I'm going to reach a decision in the next week or so.
Jerry, I'm trying to get as many points in as I can here this evening. Jerry, thanks for your call. Paul from Castle Milk. Oh, I can't get Paul. He's hung up on me. I've got Gaz from Reading here as well, wanting to get through. Gaz, can you hear me? You're through to Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, mate, I can hear you.
Hello, Gaz. What's your point?
I personally think Rangers should go to Division 3. Rebuild, start again. We've made mistakes and try and get back into the SPL as soon as possible. Because you've got clubs that are just about to go to the wall, and they're going to be, well, hang on a minute, that's what Rangers got back into Division 1, why can't we go back into Division 1? It's just not right.
Scottish football is making it up as it goes along at the moment, and I fully understand what Gaz and before him Jerry were saying, but I do not believe that enough supporters of clubs will turn out to make up the money lost to them by Rangers' disappearance from the SPL. And I do not believe that Rangers going away from the SPL for 3 years can possibly be construed as a good thing for the game. And there are some Rangers supporters who want it for vengeful reasons and not because of the impact it will have on their club.
What do we think will happen, guys? We're getting to the end of the programme. The SFL clubs are voting next Thursday. John Brown seems to think that the deal's already been done regardless of the vote. Gordon, what do you think is going to happen?
I think the Rangers will play their football next season, Jerry, in the First Division. And if they play in the Third Division, then I think it's the end of our game. I think a lot of clubs will be part-time. A lot of young kids will come through. That's a massive bonus. But the financial aspect of our game will certainly suffer greatly, and I think a lot of clubs will regret the decision they made today.
What about yourself, Hugh?
I'd like to think the democratic process will take us to the right decision. However, as of the weekend, the Scottish Football League didn't know which percentage of the vote was necessary to put Rangers into which division. So I hope they can sort out the logistics of the situation. My personal belief, and that's all it is, they should play in the First Division.
Thanks very much to Hugh, thanks to Gordon, thanks to John Brown as well for joining us on the programme. Mark Martin's up next with In Demand.